Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Russian forces close in,
advancing ever closer to the capital itself.
On the run from war.
Now our family is separated.
Surging gas prices.
If gas continues rising, I'll be on a bike.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Russian forces keep up the intense attacks on major cities in Ukraine as a third round of peace talks goes on today, and civilians hurry to get out while they still can. CBS's Chris Livesay begins our coverage outside Ukraine's capital.
In the Kyiv suburb of Irpin, people dash for their lives as Russian shells rain down. Families clutching their children, their belongings, their pets, making a desperate escape. This mortar hits a crossing, killing a mother and her two children. A fragile life that should have been protected by a temporary ceasefire, one that was supposed to last long enough to let some 200,000 civilians flee. But a second stray day of heavy shelling slammed that door shut, both sides blaming each other for firing the first shot.
Here's CBS's Charlie Daggett.
We headed to the northern outskirts of the capital, to a suburb that has come under heavy bombardment, a new front line in the Russian offensive. Families who could escape have already fled. Those who could not sought shelter at a children's holiday camp, which is where we found Tatiana, the deputy manager, in a state of shock.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You look very frightened.
It's the first time that I have cried. First time for the 11 days. Please help us, I ask you. Next could be here. I ask you, go now.
We found the elderly and young children hiding out, even as thunderous explosions rang out. They tell us it's been so ferocious, the ground shakes. They check each other to see if they're still alive after each explosion.
The UN now estimates the refugee total now tops 1.7 million. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest from Poland.
After a pair of ceasefire proposals fell apart this weekend, today Russia proposed another. It would allow people to leave a number of cities under attack, including the capital, Kyiv. But it's already being rejected by Ukraine officials who call it immoral. There is a very big catch. The humanitarian corridor route would move people not towards the places where refugees have been going, like here in Poland, Moldova, or Romania, but rather towards Russia and Belarus. As all this is taking place, the flow of refugees continues here in Poland. More than a million have now entered Poland alone. This woman, one of the latest.
It's terrible, but we are so happy we are here. So happy about something I can't speak, speechless.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Poland-Ukraine border in Medyka, Poland.
CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang says there's growing pressure on the U.S. to do more to help Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a passionate plea directly to U.S. senators on a Zoom call over the weekend, making a case for America to stop purchasing Russian oil and to supply military planes and support.
We're committed to helping Ukraine defend itself.
While President Biden is not budging on his refusal to back a no-fly zone, Secretary Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that the administration does support Poland sending fighter jets to Ukraine.
That gets a green light. In fact, we're talking with our Polish friends right now about what we might be able to do to backfill if, in fact, they choose to provide these fighter jets to the Ukrainians.
The White House is also reviewing options for an embargo on Russian oil. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wrote to colleagues Sunday that a new bill would ban the import of Russian oil and energy products, which appears to have bipartisan support in both chambers of Congress. Meanwhile, the list of private companies cutting ties with Russia is mounting. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are boycotting business there. TikTok is blocking users on its platform in Russia, and Netflix announced it has suspended service.
The AAA says for the first time since 2008, the national average for a gallon of regular gas tops $4. It's $4.11 with the latest jump, leaving some people to make tough choices.
It's either get dinner for the week or get gas, you know, because at this point you can't do both.
UCLA economist Leo Fire says any turnaround may be a long time coming.
This isn't going to go away next month. It's not going to go away in 2 months. It's going to be a while before oil markets stabilize again.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Seven people were killed in the weekend tornadoes that tore through Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds says volunteers have been hard at work helping victims.
I tried to walk through and thank them for being there. And over the response was, we're Iowans, and that's what we do. We show up. We take care of our family. We take care of our neighbors.
One tornado stayed on the ground for more than 16 miles and was an EF3 with top winds of 138 miles an hour. Three major wildfires in the Florida Panhandle have forced evacuations, including veterans at a nursing home. Bay County Emergency Director Brad Monroe says some homes have been damaged.
We still remain in a very serious situation in Bay County, in a state of emergency. It's hard to comprehend just how big, strong, and fierce this fire is.
The global death toll now from COVID-19 tops 6 million as the pandemic is poised to enter its third year. As of today in New York City, proof of vaccination is no longer needed for public indoor activities.
Restaurants, they still can use their discretion if they desire. It's up to them. But the overall restriction is being removed.
And Mayor Eric Adams says kids no longer have to wear masks at school. 95 minutes of talks on the 95th day of the baseball lockout yesterday. MLB negotiators expressing anger over the latest players' offer, accusing the union of backtracking.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A story of love during wartime in Ukraine.
Two soldiers got married at a checkpoint off the side of a busy road in Kyiv. Looking on, fellow soldiers armed with grenades and missiles, journalists in bulletproof vests, and Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko, who told the Washington Post,
"Life continues and the people live and love."
When the couple kissed, the newlywed's 18-year-old daughter watched via video call. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Ukraine's president has a new partner in the campaign to defend his country, Global Citizen, the international nonprofit that battles extreme poverty. Vladimir Zelensky and Global Citizen have released the first of what they hope will be daily calls to action for the nonprofit's millions of members, as well as partners in government, corporations, and charities. That's the roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.